1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And we have Don Berman from Channel 19 News joining us here in just a moment. A reminder here on the Phil Hendry Show that our Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2005 CD is available on our website. It benefits My Friend's Place, a homeless shelter for runaway kids. We're not really talking about runaway kids tonight, Don, but we are talking about kids at risk, right?
Oh, we are, Phil, and our Channel 19 News team, our Up With People News team, has been preparing a report that is going to illustrate to so many people, the parents and the relatives of teenagers across America, that Thanksgiving, while it is a great time of celebration, is also a time of depression for some. And it's an area of seasonal depression that we don't recognize for kids, adolescents.
Teenagers.
Yes, teenagers and even preteens.
Now, it's interesting, young people, these are kids who don't have family or...
There is some of that, but the majority of adolescent depression at Thanksgiving and Christmas is among young people who are in fairly typical families that escape our notice because they would appear that they're in functional families, but in many ways they're dysfunctional. Many adolescents are forced to spend Thanksgiving with a lot of relatives, a lot of elderly relatives. That is a part of the family experience that we don't see, and its effect on them can be devastating.
When you're talking about spending time with family relatives, what are we talking about? Is there molestation?
It's more subtle than that. Teenagers who spend time with their family on Thanksgiving are ordered to spend the entire day with relatives, many of whom are elderly, many of whom have no common areas of interest whatsoever with adolescents. They tend to be forced to sit for long periods of time at the dinner table, listening to elderly people who have very little in common with them. They are forced to witness the sometimes very slovenly habits of older people. Some of the older guests and family members are slovenly, and young people are confined to the house. And it takes, believe it or not, an enormous psychological toll. And
do we have some data on how it affects these kids?
Well, the suicide rate among young people spikes during the holiday season.
God, you're kidding.
No. And teenage pregnancy is relatively low during the summer months compared to the very alarming high incidence of teenage pregnancy during the holiday season.
And all right, now why is that? Would teenage young girls get pregnant around Thanksgiving?
Well, I'll tell you why. Many young people are forced to be in very close proximity to elderly, to older, to more adult relatives whose obvious ethical and moral decay or simple lack of ability to carry on a reasonable or sane conversation with a young person is so psychologically devastating to young people that teenage girls will seek out a young man and get pregnant because they are looking for the opposite, and they are looking almost for a quick fix of youth. They are around this psychologically devastating environment of elderly relatives who have no real conversational skill, just talk about things that they talked about at every Thanksgiving before, and the redundancy and repetitiveness of the same life experience that they talk about Thanksgiving after Thanksgiving finally takes a devastating and a horrendous toll on young people.
And so the girl wants to get pregnant because she's just looking for youth.
Well, she's looking for life and youth. And what has more life and what is younger than a baby, an infant baby, an innocent child? There is good news, Phil. Channel 19, along with the Les Fontaines Foundation, will be hosting this Thanksgiving night a Thanksgiving teen night. It's going to be at the Sherman Oaks Armory, and we're very, very grateful to the individuals there with the Les Fontaines Foundation. It was a homeless shelter up until last Friday, and we came to them with our proposal, and we are going to have the Thanksgiving teen night where young people can go on Thanksgiving night after they have been confined to the home, after they have been ordered to spend time in the home for long periods of time. They'll be able to come over to the armory and enjoy themselves.
All right, now will there be a live dance?
There's going to be a live DJ. I'm going to be there with Donna DeCruz for our Up With People segment. We will be signing autographs for the kids, and there'll be music, and we think it's going to be a place where they can decompress.
Now, you mentioned that the Sherman Oaks Armory was a homeless shelter. It's one of the more primary homeless shelters in the area, and so there's a logistic in moving homeless people from there to another area. Can you comment on that?
Phil, I have done so many reports on the homeless, and I have done so much. I will tell you that we are thinking now about young people who are going to go into the world and hopefully try to make this world a better place. I'm not really thinking about homeless people. I think, with all due respect to the homeless, I think we've reported on them and we've talked about them enough. And all I know is we're going to have a dance.
But I mean, are they moving them out into the streets? Or are they?
I don't know what they're doing with them. And I'm going to tell you right now, in order for us to keep this conversation on a friendly basis, I would hope that you don't push this homeless thing, because I have had it. Just personally speaking, I have done more reports. I have walked into more tents and more shelters and de-loused more time. Excuse me. Then I care to think about it.
All right, I'm sorry. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Thanksgiving night is a night, a critical time for adolescent teenagers, because they've been cooped up in the house all day with the relatives. They need to get out.
It's very critical, Phil. I'd say anywhere from 5 p.m. on. Once the Thanksgiving meal has been eaten, and once they've made polite conversation with the grandmother and grandfather, and once they've heard the same stories, and please understand, Phil, I am not criticizing our wonderful seniors and our wonderful family get-togethers. I think they are marvelous, and I think they do so much to solidify the family unit, but there's something that's destroying the family unit. The very thing that we believe is valuable to the family is also decaying it, and that is time with the family is important, but you need to know when to let the young people get out of there and breathe clean, fresh air, and not continue to breathe the smell of, it's almost like the smell of death, and that's...
Well, you're talking about time for a family.
Yes.
You're talking about Thanksgiving. What do you mean time for death? You know,
it's amazing, but young people need to get out on Thanksgiving night and get away from all of that memory, remembering, when you were this age and that age. It only causes a young person to want to go out and begin to loop a hangman's noose. And when I think about that...
All right, well, you're talking about the high incidence of teenage suicide around the holidays, some of it having to do with being forced to spend so much time with the family. It almost sounds, though, like it's an oxymoron, you know?
Oh, I understand. Believe me, Phil, when I started doing these reports, I almost didn't believe them myself. How could time with the family be destructive? It isn't. It isn't until Thanksgiving, when you're inviting elderly relatives, and then the family retires into another room, and there's food on the floor, and there... I've talked to so many young people who find it so depressing. The sink is full of dishes, and there's an old man shuffling into the kitchen to asking where's the water, and all the kids want to do is they dream of just going somewhere free. We're going to help them with that with the Sherman Oaks Armory, Donna DeCruz and myself, and if we could just not talk about the homeless.
I know you've done a lot of homeless reports. I know that the Sherman Oaks Armory was a homeless shelter. I know you don't want to talk about it, but I'm curious what you do with all those homeless people. Are they just driven out into the street?
You know what? I'm sorry I have to say this. I don't really care. We've done report after report. I have filed more reports on the homeless. I want to do something now that I want to do. And Channel 19 is devoted to this. Our young people need to have somewhere to go and get away from all of the relatives who are gumming their food. You don't even know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Thanksgiving Teen Night, sponsored by Channel 19, is an effort to give young people a place to go on Thanksgiving night. According to the research that Don Berman has done, we'll be talking to Don more about this. For anywhere from 5 p.m. on, Thanksgiving night is a critical psychological time for young people, because they've been cooped up with relatives long enough. And it becomes psychologically devastating for them to spend any more time, listening to these people and just being around them. They have a teen night at the Sherman Oaks Armory. Now, I thought it was interesting that that was a homeless shelter up, and he said up until Friday night. Now, they've moved the homeless out of there, but I don't know where they're going. But as of Thursday, as of Thanksgiving night, there'll be a live DJ. There's going to be dancing, food. Donna DeCruz and Don Berman will be there signing autographs, and that's at the Sherman Oaks Armory. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. As we talk about the seasonal depression suffered by teenagers, not because they're homeless, but because they're cooped up, spending too much time with older people who only remind them of death. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Won't float without pontoons. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me, from the Channel 19 newsroom, Don Berman. Don, thank you. And I know you have a newscast you're preparing, but we thank you for being on to talk to us about the Thanksgiving teen night that Channel 19 is going to be hosting. My question for you is very simply this. You're going to have a teen night for kids to get out of the house on Thanksgiving night after they've spent all this time with these people.
Well, they're not just people they're spending time with, Phil. They are relatives, and they're people that they love. But it's amazing how the people that we love can sometimes be the very people that harm us, and we've certainly seen that. Believe me, I've been a newsman too long not to notice the devastating effects of molestation. And we're not talking necessarily about molestation here, but we are talking about ordering a young person to sit at the Thanksgiving table and to listen to the stories of older people, grandfathers and grandmothers, staring at them, asking them about their life. Pretty soon it becomes very, very devastating psychologically to a young person because it takes on the pallor of death. It begins to smell like death. The breath of these people after eating a Thanksgiving meal and so on. I wanted to mention also, Phil, you asked me about chaperones.
Yeah, who is chaperoning this? What's the security?
Donna DeCruz and myself will be there. We'll be signing autographs between 8 and 11. And we don't, you know, I don't know what your question is.
No, but I want to know, is there chaperoning?
Is there chaperoning? That's the very thing we are trying to get away from. See, that is the...
You're going to have kids at this armory.
Understood. But Phil,
you're going to have kids at this armory, and there's going to be a lot of them. Is there a chaperone or security?
Phil, that's the very thing that is devastating these young people psychologically. They come out of their homes after 5 o'clock at night on Thanksgiving devastated. Their emotions spent. Their mood black. Black as the inside of a cow. And now what we're trying to do is uplift these young people, bringing them to an environment where they can dance and they can have lemonade or you know, whatever. And you want me to have guys in yellow jackets around? No. No. Not Don Berman.
All right.
Channel 19 is devoted to the mental well-being of our young people.
I understand that, and I can't think of a higher calling. I'm just worried about the... but you say there's too much...
There's already been too much of that on Thanksgiving Day. Okay, your grandfather's here. Sit down, and you sit, and you watch these people pick at their food. It is enough... I can only imagine, Phil, what it's like for those young people to sit and be immersed in almost a large doughboy of depression.
All right, let's go to a phone call. Emma, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I think that everything that this man is saying about the kids not being able to spend one evening with their elderly relatives or grandparents is utterly disgusting. I think it's the height of selfishness for them not to be able to spend one evening with them.
Well, Emma, believe me,
I think it all falls down on the parents' fault because the parents don't teach their children to respect the elderly. You don't see them just once a year. These are your relatives. These
yes,
are your grandparents. These are people.
But Emma, if I could just jump in. This
you
is
know,
Don Berman.
This was just disgusting.
And Don Berman, I'm Don Berman, Emma. You're absolutely right. We should certainly teach our young people to enjoy their relatives. But when they are in close proximity to them for days at a time, hour after hour after hour, it can become just, it can absolutely devastate a young person. And I don't
how is being with your relative? How is being with your loving uncle, your loving grandparents being devastating to you?
Well, first of all, you don't really know how loving that is.
Family unity is the nucleus, of the family.
Well, yeah,
you know,
that's
the
a good point.
Extended family. This is how you learn respect for yourself. This is how you learn respect for others.
Well, how do you learn respect for yourself
if you can't respect others?
If you have an uncle who has been telling the same story, pardon me for interrupting, Emma, but if you have elderly relatives who come every Thanksgiving and have been telling the same story about how the garage blew up, or do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, you're not
a young person.
You nod and you smile.
Yeah, nodding and smiling ultimately takes its toll psychologically. You begin to nod and smile until you become lobotomized.
If it takes your toll psychologically, then there's something else going on. But for a person not being able to spend one evening with your relatives simply because they're elderly, that's the problem with a lot of our people here. They're afraid of aging. They're afraid of the old. We throw away our old people.
Well,
that doesn't teach us respect.
We should be afraid of aging because aging means the decay, loss of sexual virility.
Well, hold on. I want to jump in. This is Phil Hendry, Emma, and Don. Emma's point, I think, is a good one. The family has been so discounted. Marriage is no longer valuable. What's wrong with a kid?
Phil, there's nothing wrong with it, but it is the concentration of it. Thanksgiving is almost like have you ever had wheatgrass? It's a very concentrated drink. It's supposedly good for you, but it tastes as if you're drinking poison. Well, Thanksgiving is a very concentrated moment when a young person suddenly is stifled. His world is squeezed into the size of a small golf ball. And it's about as, and believe me, either you let that kid decompress after 5 o'clock, or friend, you have got a kid in a speeding Lexus. And you know what happens then, don't you? I covered a story once where a young man got a hold of his father's Jaguar and hit a palm tree at 150 miles an hour. One wheel was 10 miles to the west, and the other wheel 10 miles to the east.
Well, what are you blaming that?
I have kids with Lexus, and you don't all stay in one room.
Really?
You make it sound like they're in a log cabin, and they can't go anywhere. You know, this is not
a log cabin. Do you hear how you're talking?
They're in a log cabin, and they can't go anywhere.
Do you hear how you're talking right now? Just that kind of endless droning, that's what drives children mad.
You know, it's time that they were taught responsibility as responsible for their own actions and teaching a person respect, teaching a person to be respectful and respect themselves and others, I think is more important than having their own son and doing their own thing.
Hold on for a minute. What are we doing, Don?
Phil, I'm doing something that I was taught. It's called psychodrama. I was taught by Dr. Leslie Field. I was listening to Emma, and I was imagining myself a teenager at a Thanksgiving table, and I began to feel real pain. I'm sorry, Emma. I did.
All right, Emma, thank you.
We've had some horrible Thanksgivings because all of our Thanksgivings have been very, very miserable. All of our parents and grandparents, and we think about them too as well. Yes.
And how do you know? Have you asked your teenagers, gee, did you really enjoy sitting there watching your grandfather being fed his food, having it chewed by his wife before he could eat it?
No, we just sat there and said, Grandpa, can I help you with something? Because we taught our kids to respect and to love their elderly and their grandparents, and they look forward to being with
them. It sounds like a wonderful family. God bless you. And, God bless and God help your children.
God help your
children. I'm sorry you had such a horrible childhood.
No, I had a wonderful childhood. Why? Because my grandparents died before I was born.
That's disgusting.
What is disgusting
about that? You never got that for you to say something like that.
No, but ma'am, you have to understand, I had a marvelous time in my home. I was an only child. That means my mother and father doted on me. And they told me, you'll be anything you want to be, Donald. And I was. I wanted to be the Channel 19 newsman.
Well, let's tell the whole truth. You were an alcoholic, weren't you?
How dare you?
Well, you were admitted alcoholic, weren't you?
Yes, but I don't think that belongs in this conversation.
All right, Emma, there you go. 1-800-449-8686.
She doesn't care. She just called up to talk. She doesn't care at all about her young people.
Well, I think she does. Young people on Thanksgiving night are asked to stay, and they should be allowed to leave to go out and party with their friends because hanging with the old folks causes them to be so depressed they may commit suicide. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat and slide off. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Don Berman with us. Look, we're talking about family here, Don, spending time at Thanksgiving.
I know we're talking about family, Phil. I don't mean to interrupt you. But you keep saying, what's wrong with family, what's wrong with family? There's nothing wrong with family. It's the concentration of time that is spent with family that they have not seen in a long time. It's extremely discomforting to see an uncle that they're supposed to say, oh, here is your uncle so-and-so, and you're supposed to hug him and become very friendly with him, and you don't know what he is or what he's about, especially if you're a young girl. Hey, here's your Uncle Charlie. Be friendly to him. Really? Now I think you know what I'm talking about. By 5 o'clock in the evening, that girl is ready to slit her own wrists. Sometimes, not always. We're trying to avoid that at Channel 19. And all of our Channel 19 partners, Dumco Motorsports, as well as the Aviary Marina, and all of the people at Hollywood Pop and Taco, are devoted to the well-being of our young people. And I will not sit by and watch these young people not have anywhere to go on a Thanksgiving night. And that's why we're doing what we're doing.
All right, well, you've got the Sherman Oaks Armory that'll be wide open for the kids to come dance at Thursday night. The chaperone situation...
I told you, Donna DeCruz and I are going to be there.
You are two news... You guys are two television news anchors. You're TV news anchors.
Yes, and you know what, Phil? I'm a lot more than that. I was a father, and I'm a man who cares about young people. Donna does, too. And Donna and I are going to be out that evening together, and we're going to come over, and we're going to take care of the kids.
There's
going to
be hundreds of kids there.
I understand that, but it would better that it be us than another one of these security groups who are just another version of an old man shuffling with a paper plate. Bumming and bothering and bumming the kids out. That's what the kids call it, being bummed out. And you know why? Because being in that atmosphere makes them feel like rail yard bums. That's why.
All right, I'm going to go to a phone call here.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Don, I'm sorry.
Well, you're minimizing something that we think is very important.
1-800-449-8686. Zanita, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Zanita.
Oh, Zanita, I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
Why should I entrust my adolescent child into your care when you have such disturbing views of family and values?
Well, because now, all we're doing is chaperoning a night where the kids can dance. Donna DeCruz is our part of our Up With People segment.
But, you know, when I first heard the show and I heard that you were on, I understand that you're a well-decorated newscaster or reporter. I thought I was listening to Howard Stern. I could not believe that.
I don't know what is absurd about allowing young people to live another year of their lives as opposed to forcing them into the black depression of being in a dining room, closed off, no fresh air, elderly people jawing about things that even when they happened didn't matter.
I understand that.
Oh, man,
there's other things to do and
I'd like to say that Howard Stern, I think, is a very talented man, but I'm very insulted by that comparison.
Well, you should be insulted. Because I'm sorry, I said you were like Howard Stern. You're more like a guest on Howard Stern. I gave Howard Stern way too much credit.
I can tell you that Howard Stern probably gets his guests from listening to me.
No, look at ladies and gentlemen. I want to just say something.
No, I won't take that from anyone.
Hold on for a minute.
Well, she's laughing now. A moment ago, it was very serious.
I think you need psychological help.
I'm trying to save the psychological well-being of our young people who need a place.
I think that's up to the parents. I don't think it's up to you. I think if parents are involved with their children, it doesn't matter what you say.
And let me ask you something. If there's child molestation going on in a home, is that up to the parents, too? Ooh.
Well, that's a different
Ooh.
Story. We were talking about child molestation.
Well,
you said
I am.
We were talking about old people.
No, wait a minute.
You
can't compare that to molestation, Don.
No,
I'm not comparing it. But I am saying that forcing a child ordering that child to sit in that chair and watch an old man fumbling with a turkey breast.
I can't imagine any parent making their child sit there and watch somebody drool. You know, I just can't imagine
really?
That.
Well, see, you say you can't imagine it, and yet we have hard data that shows that that's the very thing that causes these children to wander out into the night, and then you hear a lone pistol
crack. So they're going to get pregnant with you
unchaperoned. I beg your pardon?
They're pregnant when they're unchaperoned
exactly,
at your little party.
The lady's saying there's no chaperone.
I said there is a chaperone. Donna DeCruz.
Yeah, you.
Donna DeCruz and me. Or
yeah,
maybe you're against Hispanics. Oh, yeah, see.
Who's against Hispanics?
My girlfriend is Donna DeCruz of the Uplift People segment on Channel 19. She's Hispanic.
I'm Hispanic.
Well, do you have a problem with a Hispanic chaperone?
No, I have a problem with somebody that has views like you.
Ma'am,
hold on.
I wouldn't want my child exposed to somebody like you.
She's got a very good point here, Don.
You know, Mr. Henry, I understand that part of your job is to pretend like you agree with your callers.
No, that is not part of my job. I'm a parent. I care about whether my kids are chaperoned at a dance. You and Donna, however nice you guys are and well-meaning, that's not enough. You could have 1,000 kids there, 2,000 kids there.
The whole reason why kids are wandering out into the Thanksgiving night and stretching their necks from a tree is because they've got too many adults breathing on them. These poor kids have to hear over and over again their grandfather recalling how he used to churn butter. Big wow.
So you don't have a grandfather?
I had a grandfather, and I told another caller...
You don't have a child. You said you didn't have a child.
I do have a child. She's with her mother.
Oh, you're a great father.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a divorce. I guess nobody ever does that, do they?
Yeah, but you don't... I have nothing else to say to you.
Yeah, I know you don't, because you know what? You never had anything in the first place. I find it insulting. And
hold on. I think I agree with a great deal of what this lady said.
Why is it that a kid's supposed to sit there and listen, and you know that your grandfather would go out and bale hay until 4 a.m.? Yeah, let's see. This is year 6 on that story.
Zanita, thank you very much. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Henry Show. Let's go to Bill. Bill, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes,
you know, I am a father. I'm 43 years old. And, you know, we have repetition. That's how we learn things. So if we're sitting around the table telling stories to our children, or we're learning stories that we have been told for years from our grandparents and our fathers, that's how traditions are passed down. That's how family values are passed down. And even if it were boring, it doesn't matter, because it's one day a year. And if a child can't sit there for one day, he deserves it. I mean, first of all, and for you to say that that they're going to go out and kill themselves or whatever, that's ridiculous. That means that the parents weren't doing their job all the other 364 days a year and being parents to the children and lifting up a standard where you've actually got right and wrong.
See, let me ask you a question.
Anymore,
I'm going to ask Bill, I'm going to ask Don a question. Don, Bill's making a good point. One day out of the year. What's wrong with that?
Phil, I don't have a problem with relatives visiting. I don't have a problem with young people being near their relatives. What I'm saying is the concentration of relative per cubic centimeter of oxygen on Thanksgiving Day becomes so overpowering.
You keep talking about breathing on them.
The physical atmosphere becomes oppressive. A teenager that is beginning to blossom into their youth, blossoming into their pubescence, if you will. I'm sorry, I don't mean to make it sexual, but, you know, there is so much.
Obviously, everything is sexual with you, because all the fathers are pedophiles, and who are you to say that you're not going to go out and do one of our daughters?
Well, now I've heard everything. I happen to be an Emmy Award-winning anchorman. I was arrested.
Well, so was Michael Jackson.
He wasn't. Michael Jackson did the news? Boy, that's news to Don Berman.
We live in America,
right. And
we're supposed to have a constitution where you are innocent until proven guilty. But in America, now you've already made the fathers in the house pedophiles, because you have said that we are guilty until proven innocent.
I'm just saying, what happens?
I have to prove myself innocent that I'm not a pedophile.
Well, what happens when an uncle comes over and, oh, here's little Missy, I haven't seen you in 2 years, and the next thing you know, he's given one of her butt cheeks a squeeze?
Well,
come on.
You have that problem. problem doesn't mean our uncles have that problem.
This is ridiculous. What kind of a... Are you talking about child molestation, or are you talking about a normal Thanksgiving dinner? I thought you were talking about a normal Thanksgiving dinner.
I am talking about a normal Thanksgiving dinner. And thanks to America, that's the kind of stuff that goes on. Now,
I can tell you that I have a family. We have Thanksgiving. The kids are there. The grandparents... You know that we're not going to be going to the grandparents' house, and the kids are upset.
They're pretending like they're upset. They couldn't be happier.
How do you figure that?
Because they want to make you happy. They don't want you to be all bummed out about it.
Are you getting this guy, Bill? You know...
Me? Wait a minute. Are you talking about me in the third person?
Well, he has to because somebody has because you're clearly not all there. You know, these psychological...
Oh, so you're calling me wacky.
Just because you're Channel 19 News doesn't mean you're God's gift to the earth. You need to be teachable.
Well, sir,
I'm the one who teaches. And since you know it all, and when you have somebody like myself or the other guest, the host here, that actually has a brain, and you're using all this psychological BS, you don't have a clue.
Sir, I am Channel 19 News anchor. I'm the teacher. You're the student. I'm a...
I have my own audio and video business, and I can teach you a thing or two, but guess what? I don't know your job, and you don't know mine.
You're in the audio
video. That you are ignorant of my job, as I am ignorant of your job.
Since you are ignorant, you don't know everything. Well, then you invite your grandparents over.
You don't have a proper family, and you're not the head of your house.
Well, you invite your grandparents over, and force the kids to sit there and listen to his story one more time about how he had to churn butter. Who churns butter anymore? It doesn't matter.
Well, obviously, in your family churned butter, and they were very good at it, but that's all they had because they lived in a world
that's all they did. You see what he just said, Mr. Henry? I'd like you to hang up on him.
Why?
Because he's alluding to my being born because someone knew how to churn butter, meaning I came out of a creamery.
He doesn't like anybody who can give him a straight
answer. All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Don Berman from Channel 19 News is with us. The Thanksgiving night, Teen Night, which is being sponsored by Thanksgiving News, an effort to give young people, adolescents, teenagers, a place to go Thanksgiving night after being cooped up in a house full of dying relatives all day long. What about the relatives that are young? What about the young cousins, the young nephews? What about them?
That is only an invitation to disaster, Phil. You invite young cousins into a home, and you invite young nephews, and the next thing you know, obviously romance blossoms. It happens. It is a natural thing, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But when a cousin falls in love with a cousin, you have a great many people who have worked very hard to move to large metropolitan areas, to be in cities, to be a part of the urban scene. And suddenly they are having sex with a cousin. And you have thrown them back 150, almost 200 years to a time in their family's past that they probably would like to forget. A time that it's taken millions in terms of medical bills to try to cure those degenerative diseases, the physical malformations, and so on and so forth. The Down syndrome, the webbed feet. All of this as the result of sex between cousins. So, yeah, okay, Phil, sure. Thanks a lot. You know, you seem to be digging a deeper hole for yourself here with every comment you're...
Are you trying to tell me, man, my kids have had their cousins coming over for holiday after holiday?
Yeah, and isn't there a hot female cousin that your boys were hot after?
I don't know.
You're a liar.
All right, we got a break. We'll be right back with some more phone calls. I don't like being called a liar on my show, okay?
Oh, okay, Phil. Well, I tell you what. After the show, we'll have coffee. Then I'll call you one in the coffee shop.
That'll be fine.
Thanks.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I just want to know why the homeless have been pushed out of an armory so you can have this teen night, an unchaperoned night.
I don't care about the homeless, and I know that I'm probably... All right, there, I said it. I'm a newsman. I'm supposed to be objective. But I'm tired of doing reports about the homeless. I'm tired of having to issue assignments to do a report about the homeless. And I don't care what happens to the homeless any longer. And I'm just... Stop it before I lose my temper.
Where are they going, Don? Where are they putting the homeless...
I don't know.
All right, let me go over here to Barbara. Barbara, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Barbara. Barbara?
Yes?
Go ahead, dear. You're on the air.
I agree with what y'all are saying because I was raped at Thanksgiving and witchcraft.
Will you please? I'm sorry to hear that. You were raped?
Yes, raped by my cousin and taught witchcraft mother.
And taught witchcraft by his mother. See that?
Would you please
and
be quiet?
My own mother died.
Now, did your mother die from what? On Thanksgiving Day she died?
Yes.
All three of these things happened the same day?
Yes.
Right there. There you go, Phil.
Well, you can't hardly call that a typical...
Oh, yeah. So I finally get somebody who agrees with me, and you're going to discount it. Barbara, this is Don Berman of Channel 19 News. Have you seen our Up With People segment?
No, I haven't.
All right. I think you're exactly what I'm talking about. Thanksgiving, when you have to sit there with old people, your cousin, how old was he?
He's same age as what I am.
Well, how old are you then?
30. I was 15 at the time.
Do you think we can get the two of you together on a segment and we get...
Oh, come on, man.
I don't think so.
Well, what's the matter? Well, Barbara...
I haven't kept up with him. Too.
You haven't kept up with him, what he's doing?
I don't want to.
Is he in the social pages? Well, I wouldn't blame you at all.
That's why I'm antisocial right now.
Well, Barbara, listen, I'm Don Berman. Don DeCruz does our Up With People segment. We'd love to take you around the country and show you... Do you mind wearing... A kind of an animal costume. If we could put you into a squirrel...
All right, hold on, Barbara. You scumbag.